Good morning, Penguin Radio. I'm Brian Del Grande, and you're listening to 49ers Live here on this very, very ugly, bad, rainy day here in San Rafael at Dominican. It's looking like it's very wet outside, and it looks like it would be a better day just to stay inside and not have to go to school or work, but I am here, and I actually woke up feeling a little bit under the weather this morning, but the show must go on, and I am still very excited after this eighth week to talk about the San Francisco 49ers, to recap this game this week, to give everybody my thoughts and what needs to change for the San Francisco 49ers. Tweets are coming in right now about the team. There's so much to talk about in this Week 11 matchup against the New Orleans Saints that was played in New Orleans at the Superdome. Last time the 49ers played there was last season's Super Bowl against the Baltimore Ravens. Still looks like the 49ers have some problems playing inside there. This game this week did not look good for the 49ers, and it pains me to say, because the 49ers were doing so well this season, posting a 6-2 record at one point 2 weeks prior to this game, and it looked like the 49ers were going to be somewhat of a huge contender in the playoffs. But at this point, the 49ers are going down and down and down, and questions are coming up. Why aren't the 49ers improving? Why are why aren't they getting better? Is it all Kaepernick's fault? Partially his fault? Is it his fault at all? Where is the offense? That's a big question. So I'm going to get right into things here in this 49ers-New Orleans Saints matchup played at the Superdome. So the 49ers coming into this Week 11 matchup were not doing so hot. They had just lost to the Carolina Panthers in a very, very tough battle with a 10-9 loss. So that was unfortunate. So they weren't coming in with much confidence or much momentum. As for the Saints, they had a lot of favoritism in this game because they have not lost this season at home. And they were coming into this game with a 7-2 record, a huge favorite in the NFC to represent the NFC in the NFC Championship game. They are now even ranked higher after this game. They are looking very good with quarterback Drew Brees. They were looking very good coming into this game. So the preview for this game came down to this Week 11 matchup. It would be a instant classic, as many would say, because both of these teams were talked about even before the season as being two of the better NFC teams. And both had very strong players on both sides of the ball. So going into this game, the 49ers had been struggling on offense, not to mention the Saints are as well. But the Saints do have the advantage on their home turf. So the Saints are struggling on their pass offense, and the 49ers are not looking like the team they were last season. Kaepernick only completing 11 passes for 91 yards against the Carolina Panthers. Why isn't Kaepernick performing to what many wanted him to be? That is the question. Where is he this season? Why isn't he performing to week one? We saw him. Let's recap a little bit here to my listeners. Week one, we saw Kaepernick come out at home, take on the Green Bay Packers, throw for over 400 yards. It was big. It was great. It was probably his best game of his career. So at this point, the 49ers faithful was looking at this Colin Kaepernick guy as the guy who did take them to the Super Bowl last season, almost won, and now is doing so well against this in week one against the Green Bay Packers. And since then, it has been good. There has been some good and there has been some really bad. And the 49ers have lost four games because of the offense, because the offense isn't producing enough yards, isn't producing enough points. And so that's definitely why the 49ers have been not winning all their games this season, in my opinion, because of the lack of offense. So Kaepernick, we'll talk about that later, how he needs to improve, who he needs to throw to, how that needs to shape up for the 49ers, because can they be a contender with that type of offense later on in the season and in the playoffs? No, I don't think they can. So we'll get to that later in the show. So 49ers offensive plan this week was to give the ball to Gore to play the running game, because Gore has been very effective this season, has had a solid season. He is ranked 6th in the NFL and with 700 yards, which is pretty impressive, and had a pretty good game last week against the Carolina Panthers. So in my opinion, the way to go in this game would be to give Gore the ball and to be focused on the running game as part of the way to gain yards and to get some points on the board. So that was the game plan for the 49ers. But on the New Orleans Saints side of the ball, Drew Brees has a ton of weapons to throw to, unlike the 49ers. For Drew Brees, he has Jimmy Graham, Kenny Stills, Lance Moore. The 49ers secondary and defense is good, but Brees has thrown for 25 touchdowns through 9 games and still is one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, in my opinion. So the 49ers really needed this win this week because of that Carolina Panther loss. They had just suffered that really tough loss at home, and they wanted to stay on top of the NFC and be a favorite and contend for that NFC West title against the Seattle Seahawks. So after this game, it is a disappointment. There's so many questions that the faithful is asking. What's going on with this team? Why aren't they performing? And an overview of this game, it came down to mental mistakes and penalties. The Saints quarterback, Mr. Drew Brees, had an immaculate game for throwing for 305 yards, and the Saints gained 92 of their offensive yards on the ground. Now the Saints are looking like a Super Bowl favorite to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl because they just beat a decent team of the 49ers. Now I can talk about it. The 49ers did lose this game this week, 23-10. So many mental errors that the 49ers did. The 49ers got some pretty big breaks in this game that they couldn't capitalize on. The 49ers penalties did hurt them this week. And there's a lot of questions why the 49ers can't beat the good team. The 49ers have lost to all good teams this season and have beaten not very good teams. So that's been the criticism this season. Why can't they perform against solid teams like the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints and the Indianapolis Colts and the Seattle Seahawks? Why can't they get the big win against good teams above 500? All of their wins have come from teams that aren't as good, like the Houston Texans. The what other wins have the 49ers had this season? So many. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Not, we all know how they're doing this season. The St. Louis Rams were another one of their wins. Still not a great NFL contender this season. So the 49ers haven't beaten anybody really that good. And that's another part of the 49ers criticism that's flooding in. So when I come back, I just wanted to start off the show by giving a recap of where the 49ers stand this season, what's going on with the preview of this game, who was favored to win. The Saints were favored to win, so they came out on top and covered their spread. I think they were favored for about three points in this game. And I wanted to talk about where the 49ers stand after this loss, but when I come back, I'll be talking about all that. I'll be talking about the playoffs. I'll be talking about if the 49ers do even have a chance of making the playoffs since they have now lost two consecutive games, where the 49ers stand in the season against the rest of their opponents, who's good, who looks bad in the NFL. I'll be coming back here shortly. You're listening to 49ers Live with Beadle at radio.dominican.edu.
guide me. Why don't you promise to stand beside me?
I am back here at 49ers Live, and I just finished before the break talking about the 49ers and the Saints, the preview of this game, where the game, what the game was expected to be. And I think it was expected to be between the two defenses this week, since both of the offensive units of the 49ers and the Saints have been struggling as of late. So I think it was going to come back down to the defenses of both teams, and it looked like it did in the beginning of the game, as there was only one score in the first quarter from the New Orleans Saints. Josh Hill scoring a 3-yard pass from Drew Brees at the end of the first quarter, making it 7-0 Saints. So the Saints got on the board first with having the momentum of this game. And so the second quarter began, and the 49ers did put some points on the board just like that, tying up the game 7-7. Colin Kaepernick throwing to Anquan Boldin for an 11-yard pass. And this was big, in my opinion, because it showed that the 49ers weren't just going to let the Saints control this game. They weren't going to just let them get shut out. They weren't going to let the Saints have all the confidence, all the momentum. They weren't going to let it happen. And that was big that the 49ers got that first score on the board. And it was even bigger that they got the lead, making it 10-7 later in the second quarter. Phil Dawson with a 55-yard field goal. He has been having a pretty good season, making it 10-7 49ers in the second quarter. So now the 49ers are looking like we can come into the Superdome, score a touchdown, and take the lead against the Saints, against one of the better teams in the NFL. So it looked like the 49ers were clicking somewhat on offense, and the defense was looking pretty good. But before the second half did end, Jed Collins did run the ball in, making it 14-10 Saints. So the Saints did have the lead going into the third quarter, second half. So Vernon Davis, a 17-yard pass from Kaepernick, he scores a touchdown, making it 49ers 17-14. Still the 49ers looking decent on offense. Boldin, Davis scoring touchdowns, Kaepernick throwing them. Looks like that connection's working out very well. The thing that even made me more impressed was the 49ers took a 6-point lead with another Phil Dawson field goal, 29 yards. So at this point, in the fourth quarter, with 13 minutes left to play, the 49ers had the lead in New Orleans. And I was getting excited. I was like, wow, this is big. The 49ers are going to take this one. The defense is going to keep us in the game. They're not going to let the Saints score again. Even if they do, they're just going to allow a field goal. The 49ers are going to go back. They're going to be in Washington next week, and they're just going to have this win under their belt. And that did not happen. Three unanswered field goals from the Saints to end this game, making it 23-20. The Saints just kept moving the chains, going down the field. 21-yarder, 42-yarder, and a 31-yard chip shot to win the game, making it 23-20 Saints. The 49ers dropping to 6-4 in the season. The Saints advancing to 8-2 in the season. So that is it was just a devastating loss for the 49ers this week. And because of one huge, big, incredible call on the 49ers, against the 49ers in the fourth quarter, that is stirring up some pretty big controversy this week, I have to say. And that would be the tackle from Brooks, which was on third down, I believe, or it was either third or fourth down, and he came on the outside and completely closed line. It was. It looked like it could have been called as a clean tackle, a clean hit. He came in kind of, how would I describe this? Kind of hit him. His arm was sort of around Drew Brees' neck. And so that was called, and the 49ers did, on when Drew Brees was hit and sacked, the 49ers did get the ball back with 3:14 left, and it looked like the game was over. The defensive unit of the 49ers had saved the day. The game was over. They were going to go into Washington next week on the road and just have another win, and having that being taken away from you was extremely, extremely sad. And it really hurt the 49ers defense after they had put up so much work thinking the game was over. The Saints get the ball back and with the first down and later get the field goal to tie the game. So that was really, really, really sad. Ahmad Brooks hitting Drew Brees, and that made Brees fumble the ball, but it didn't matter because the Saints got the ball back and tied the game. But Jim Harbaugh later said that he stated that we did not assign a minus on that play, and he's actually defending the call. Jim Harbaugh defending Brooks, he thinks that it was more of a clean like play. And on that play, the 49ers really did pay the price, and what would have been a win most likely turned into a 49ers loss. And after the Saints did tie the game on that drive, the 49ers did get the ball back and could have scored another field goal to most likely would have won the game if they could have just moved the chains and just converted on first down, which they did not. And that led to the Saints getting the ball back, and the Saints did move their chains and they did score the final field goal of this game. And it just shows the difference between the Saints wanting it and the 49ers wanting it. Kaepernick couldn't convert on first any first down on that last drive, and the 49ers did have to give the ball back to the New Orleans Saints, and they later did win the game with no time left. That field goal ended the game from Hartley, and the Saints come out with the victory. Huge heartbreaker for the 49ers. Just very, very, very disappointing loss since it was so close. Both losses so close. They could have went either way. The 49ers could have won both games with just a little more effort, with a little bit more luck, I would say. That's what the 49ers probably need at this point. It's just some luck. Just some wins. At this point, they can't lose any more games if they want to make the playoffs. They need to start winning. But I'm going to talk about that later in the show. Right now, I want to talk about the 49ers and the Saints stats. The first downs, just looking at that, the 49ers only completed 12 first downs, while the Saints completed 23. Total plays, the Saints 67 plays, while the 49ers only got off 56. Total yards, this is a big one right here. 387 yards for the New Orleans Saints. That is pretty impressive. As for the 49ers, 196 yards per play, 3.5 for the 49ers. As for the Saints, 5.8 total drives. The Saints won that 12 drives, with the 49ers only had 10. Passing yards, 295 for the Saints. Like I said earlier, Drew Brees had a very impressive game, and the 49ers, Kaepernick, not horrible, but not great. 115 yards, completing 17 for 31. Drew Brees, on the other hand, completing 30 for 43. So at this point, the Saints are winning everything in the stat comparison. And in the end, in the overview of things, it looks like the Saints did deserve this win since they did play so much better than the 49ers did. The 49ers did get some big breaks. And for the rushing game for Frank Gore, the 49ers only produced 81 rushing yards, so not a huge game on the running part. And penalties, 5 penalties for the 49ers, 4 for the Saints, so they didn't lose that battle too bad. And like I said, the 49ers did get big breaks because the Saints turned the ball over 3 times and the 49ers only lost the ball once. So the 49ers should have used those turnovers to more of their advantage. One huge break that the 49ers did get was a dropped punt return. It was dropped in the end zone, not in the end zone, around the 23-yard line, I believe, and the 49ers did get the ball back at the 23, later scored a touchdown right there. That happened in the second quarter, so that was a big, big break for the 49ers that they got that. And so the 49ers Kaepernick threw an interception, and then the 49ers got 3 turnovers, which 2 were from fumble losses and an interception. And another big part of this game was the possession of the ball. The Saints had the ball for 35 minutes, and the 49ers only had it for 25. So again, the 49ers were putting their defense on the field so much of this game. They were on the field way too much, getting run down. And the Saints defense had a lot more time to rest out on the bench, as the 49ers defense did not. And that is why the 49ers defense can't hold the game together for the team. The offense needs to move the ball more, convert on first down, get the defense off the field. And so that's pretty much it for the stat comparison of this game. So the Saints won that battle, and on the stat comparison, the 49ers didn't play as well as they should have. That's that. When I come back, I'll be talking about game grades. Who performed well? Who did not? Who needs to step up their game? I'll be talking about Colin Kaepernick, the guy that everybody's talking about. I'll be talking about where's Crabtree. At this point, he is the guy who needs to get back on the team, help this offensive unit out, help the 49ers win some games out there. And yeah, there's still a lot to talk about. You're listening to 49ers Live with Beadle at radio.dominican.edu. I'll be back here shortly.
All your sadness, choke on all your
I'm back here at 49ers Live. I just finished talking about the 49ers and the Saints stat comparison, how the Saints did outplay the 49ers this week. And so going to game grades here, the 49ers, Colin Kaepernick, this week had an okay performance. I'm not going to say it was a bad performance because he did have some moments where he was doing well in the game. He finished the game throwing 17 for 31 for 127 yards, two touchdown passes, and an interception, also adding 25 yards on the ground. He could not move the chains, though, which was why the 49ers did not win this game. And it looked like the 49ers still need that wide receiver to throw to, that solid receiver, that guy, to save them this season from more losses. And hopefully that can be Crabtree. Hopefully that he can be the guy to save the day. I know Kaepernick has more in him than these last two performances. He could do so much better. When the team has a solid quarterback, it changes the game completely. So I'm really hoping Kaepernick can step up his game and throw some more touchdown passes, can complete some more passes, can just get the offense on that field for a little bit longer, because too many three and outs is not a solid way to keep the game going. As for Bolden on offense, had a great game this week for the 49ers. He's one of Kaepernick's consistent targets this week. He finished the game with 6 receptions for 56 yards. Best on the team this week, so go Bolden on that one. As for Gore, not so good this week, averaging 3.7 yards per carry and running for nearly 80 yards. Only had 13 carries, so the 49ers didn't look like they were going for that offensive running game this week. And there's still a lot more to talk about. As for tight ends, surprisingly, San Francisco's monster tight end, Vernon Davis, was kind of stopped this week. And on a lot of occasions, he did have 4 receptions on 5 targets for 33 yards and a touchdown. But it was not the game-changing performance that a lot of people expected from Vernon Davis this week. He wasn't the game changer. He had a big drop too, and I think the 49ers faithful was expecting a little more from the star receiver of Davis this week. And the 49ers need to improve their passing offense. 28th ranked in the league. The defense looks like they're carrying the team too much in each game. As for Vance McDonald, he had a pretty average game this week. The 49ers tight end had his second drop in as many weeks, and he dropped the ball, which would have been a first down. So that was kind of disappointing on the 49ers end. And it didn't happen. His completions, he only finished with 10 yards. That's where I'm getting at. He wasn't thrown to from Kaepernick enough, in my opinion. They could have given him the ball a little bit more. So something needs to change on offense for the 49ers. I think they just need more targets to throw to. Kaepernick needs someone, that it guy, to get that touchdown, to get that, keep drives going. Mario Manningham, 1 catch for 8 yards, isn't quite impactful for the 49ers, and he didn't have too much of an impact in this game. The Niners are still counting on him as a starter, and they didn't get much of anything from him this week, so that was disappointing on Manningham's end, because he has just returned to the 49ers offense. So that was another thing that the 49ers thought that they can improve on the offensive side of the ball with Manningham coming back. So for John Baldwin, this is the 49ers' third and really only other wide receiver who contributes to the offense. Outside of that, it's Osgood, who is limited to special teams. Baldwin was targeted 3 times and did not manage to come up with 1 reception. He is no better than AJ Jenkins at this point. So, still not very solid for the 49ers wide receivers. Not good. As for the offensive line, on Sunday, Joe Staley, the Pro Bowl left tackle, got burned around the edges and had a tough time handling pressure from the Saints. The Saints were coming at the offensive line throughout the game, putting the pressure on the 49ers offensive line, getting to Kaepernick, making him have pressure in the pocket. So Staley did set the tone in the trenches, and this was one of those games that the 49ers just kept losing the offense-defensive battle all day. The offensive line looked like they were getting overpowered by the Saints' defensive line. Jonathan Goodwin, whenever the 49ers are having a tough time running the football, especially in short yardage situations, since they like to run inside more so, it is because of center Jonathan Goodwin isn't having the best of days. On Sunday, he failed to create inside running lanes for the backs of the 49ers, so that wasn't solid on the 49ers' part. So this offensive line wasn't looking too good. Anthony Davis, part of the 49ers' offensive line, did not provide a clean pocket for Cap, but it was tough for the 49ers, any of them, on the offensive line this week. So Davis wasn't alone in stopping that New Orleans Saints defensive line. So Kaepernick needs a little bit more protection from them. He needs more time. So see how this is all clicking. Once this all clicks, the 49ers could start doing better. So let's talk about the defense of the 49ers. Pretty solid in this game, since the offensive unit wasn't performing that well. Justin Smith, a pretty good game. In Sunday's loss, he was one of the team's better performers, collapsing Drew Brees and flat out taking out the Saints running back, raking up 5 tackles and 1 for a loss. So, Justin Smith, you showed up in this 49ers loss. No bad things to say about you. As for Glenn Dorsey, not a bad day for the 49ers starting nose tackle, who took part in a strong overall defensive effort. So he made up 3 tackles for the day, and so he has not been a disappointment for the 49ers defense this season. I think Glenn Dorsey is the guy for the 49ers to go to on defense. He's having a pretty good season. More to talk about of the 49ers defense. As for the linebacker position, Patrick Willis, still the guy who is the team leader on defense. Starting inside linebacker, was the team's second leading tackler on the day, but still managed to pick up 6 stops. So good job, Patrick Willis. Overall, you can't knock his performance on the day, because he helped the defense control what they needed to do. And Patrick Willis comes out and says, if they limit teams to only scoring 17 points per game, they're doing their job. And the 49ers defense looks like they are doing somewhat that this season. As for Ahmad Brooks, had a big game than the box score would indicate. He came up with a sack and an interception and had a great performance. And so Ahmad Brooks, A+ for you, dude. Great job. And as for Navarro Bowman as well, this guy has been having a good season. He raked up 14 tackles, including 1 for a loss. He did a very solid job to contain Jimmy Graham on the New Orleans Saints. So Patrick Willis, Ahmad Brooks, Navarro Bowman, really stepping up for this 49ers defense on the linebacker position. So the problems are coming from the offensive side of the 49ers. They're just not putting up the yards, not scoring enough points, not converting enough first downs. As for the 49ers cornerback position, Carlos Rogers so had a pretty good game. It was not a poor showing, as the secondary actually played very well in this game. So the 49ers secondary stepped it up this game. Tremaine Brock has still been playing well for the 49ers, and he only had one tackle in this game and one pass deflection, but overall, a good job from Tremaine Brock. And as for Eric Reed, this was a tough game for him because he was coming off of an injury, so he didn't play. He was having a tough time finding some success this week. So as for the safety position, Dante Whitner, he had a pass breakup and did not let the big play down the field happen to Jimmy Graham. So good job on Dante Whitner's end. He has been labeled as coverage deficient, but he had a better game this week. So Dante Whitner, I have nothing bad to say about them. A 49er fan came out and tweeted, "Both Dante Whitner and Eric Reed have coverage grades in our top 15 for safeties, and those last two plays are an example of why." So they did come up this week and perform for the 49ers defense. So yeah, nothing really bad to say on the defensive side of the ball. More the offense. Phil Dawson doing a great job. Went 2-2 and crushing a 55-yard field goal, making it a 49ers lead in this game. And he is the guy to go to for that clutch kick. And Andy Lee helping the 49ers out on the field position side of the ball, making them pinning back the Saints in this game, making them start from farther back than they would have if he did not have those solid punts. So I just analyzed all of the 49ers' positions, what was working, what's not. Crabtree should be coming back somewhat soon. Hopefully he is the guy that can save this 49ers team from losing more games. So, as many people want to know now, where do the 49ers stand in this playoff race, going from 6-2 to 6-4 in the last 2 weeks? I think the 49ers, after this game, I was so annoyed, so upset. I was like, oh, they're not going to make the playoffs. This is the end of the season. They're just out of it. There's nothing going for them. But, the big but in here, it doesn't look like the 49ers can win the NFC West. And it pains me to say it. It pains me to say it because no one likes the Seattle Seahawks, especially me. And most people don't. And it looks like the 49ers could get a wild card berth this season, but they're going to need to work for it. Right now, the 49ers are 2-3 games behind the Seattle Seahawks, so unfortunately, that matchup on December 8th won't be the game I thought it was going to be, most people thought it was going to be. I don't think it's going to decide who's going to win the NFC West anymore, unless the Seahawks just keep magically losing, which they don't usually do. And another thing that's been coming up is how well Russell Wilson has been doing for the Seattle Seahawks and how Kaepernick hasn't been performing like he has. So they are getting compared side by side in this NFC West battle. And so now the 49ers falling to 6-4. They are now tied with the Arizona Cardinals. And that's not good because now they're not even in second place in the NFC West. So I'm going to take another quick, short, last break here at 49ers Live. And I'm so excited to keep this show going. It is actually my last show, my eighth and final show this week for 49ers Live. So this is the last segment after this. You're listening to 49ers Live at radio.dominican.edu with Beto. I'll be back here shortly. I am back here at 49ers Live. And before the break, I was going to talk about the NFL standings and how the 49ers can improve and hopefully do make the playoffs before I send this 49ers Live show to the history books. So the 49ers are 6-4 now, and they are tied with the Arizona Cardinals for second place in the division. And the St. Louis Rams are 4-6, so they don't look like they are too much of a threat in the NFC West. But the 49ers need to start winning some games. They are now going to the Washington Redskins, and they have this game on the road, Monday Night Football game. So if they want to get anywhere near the playoff race, they need to start winning. And teams to look out for in the wild card race would be the 6-4 Chicago Bears. They're tied with the 49ers. The Carolina Panthers, who are 7-3. The Dallas Cowboys, who are 5-5. And the Green Bay Packers, who are 5-5. So I would say right now the 49ers are tied for the 6th seed in the playoff race. They are tied with the Chicago Bears and the Arizona Cardinals for that last wild card berth. So I'm not sure how that works, who would get it. For division, if it was just the Cardinals and the 49ers, I do actually know how that would work. It would go to the 49ers, because the 49ers have beaten the Cardinals this season. And after that, if the Cardinals do beat the 49ers and they're tied later for the season, they would go to conference record. So it goes down to conference record, who has the better conference record, who would get the spot in the playoffs. So right now the 49ers are definitely in the playoff hunt and have a very, not extremely easy schedule, but have a pretty easy schedule to finish out their last six games. They are playing the Washington Redskins next week, who are having a tough season, not performing well. The St. Louis Rams, who at home, who aren't doing very well. The Seattle Seahawks, 10-1. So that's hard to see. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 2-8. The Atlanta Falcons, who are 2-8. So the 49ers don't have too much to worry about. Besides the Seattle Seahawks this season, that looks like it's going to be their toughest opponent. And I would really hate to see the 49ers not make the playoffs this season because of how well their defense have it would be a travesty because of how well their defense has played. There's only one reason for this, and it's because they have self-imposed a limit on Kaepernick's skill set. It's time for Roman and Harbaugh to unleash Kaepernick and let him utilize his running ability. Have him run the ball. That's what he did so well last season and what led to the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Playing afraid and having Kaepernick in the pocket will get you beat. And that timid play from Kaepernick is not going to get big results. Greg Roman needs to throw chances, go out there, have Kaepernick be Kaepernick, and not have handcuffs on him. Have him just go out and play and be able to run the ball and not have him always passing. Because the 49ers' completion rate of 50.3% ranks 30th out of 32 teams in the NFL right now. So I think that would be the biggest thing to improve on, is having Kaepernick out running the ball a little bit more, using his legs, because he is a quarterback that can use his legs out there. And so I talked about the grand scheme of things of the 49ers, what needs to improve, what the defense, keep doing your thing out there. Offense needs to step it up. Crabtree, you're the guy we need to beat the Seahawks and hopefully get a wild card spot, because the division isn't going to happen, most likely. There's a very slim chance of that now. And as for the 49ers, this is their farewell season to Candlestick Park, and so much history has been played there. those big, big games for Joe Montana, Steve Young, all for the history books, is now going to be demolished, brought to the ground. The candlestick for farewell to them. The last game will be December 23rd against the Atlanta Falcons on Monday night. So the 49ers will be moving on to Santa Clara. Exciting, exciting stuff. And I'm actually really excited for the 49ers just to have a fresh new stadium to play in. I think it's going to really change the dynamic of the team. And I think it's time for a change that the 49ers leave Candlestick Park. The Giants have only had, San Francisco Giants have only had great success after their big move. And I just wanted to talk about how Candlestick Park has changed many people's lives. It's been, football stadiums have been just home for so many people over the years, because the 49ers have played there since 1970. So it has so much history and so much heart for the 49er faithful. And now that it's getting taken away from them, it is sad, because there's so many fun memories that the 49ers have had there. But there is so much criticism, so the weather won't be missed. And but the 49ers will still have that big parking lot, I believe, at the new stadium. So those big tailgate parties will still be happening. But it's still sad to see it go. And yeah, that is somewhat of a wrap for me. Covering today's show, I would talk about how the 49ers did get beat pretty bad in the stat comparison against the Saints. What needs to happen is Kaepernick needs to take more risks out there, go for it, throw the ball, not be so safe. And I think he has the potential to do that and really take this team in the second half of the season to places they haven't been this season. Execute more in the red zone. Don't get field goals. Get touchdowns. When you're down inside the 20, don't try to get in there, because the 49ers have struggled with that this season. They haven't been completing that big touchdown pass when they're inside the red zone. And why are there so few design rollouts? That needs to change. Too many wasted timeouts. I've been noticing that Harbaugh has been challenging too many calls, and usually he hasn't been winning them, so that needs to change as well. So the 49ers' struggles on offense has been getting worse, and I think there is still so much potential from this team, like we see from the defensive side of the ball. And I'm excited to see where the 49ers can go from here. As for me, this is my last show, so I'm out. It has been so much fun participating in this radio show on the 49ers every week in this internet radio class. And I've definitely learned so much, and hopefully we'll be on the radio in the future for Penguin Radio. So thank you so much to my listeners, to the support I've gotten over the weeks. It has been so much fun. You can listen to my podcast in the archives at radio.dominican.edu at 49ers Live with Beadle. As for this show on this Tuesday morning at 11:57, I am out. Thank you so much for the support, and hopefully the 49ers will win some games and make the playoffs. Thank you. And may you stay.